This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the fifth and the final part of a series looking at the Internet with John Simonson, the head of Webstream Dynamics. There's an awful lot of sites out there. There's manufacturing sites. There's retailer group sites. There's association sites. WFCA has a website. And a lot of these sites, all of those sites, I guess, that I mentioned, almost all of them, have some kind of dealer locator. If you're a retailer and you maybe have your own site, what's the wisdom in terms of getting involved? Is it better to be as many places as you can and in as many dealer locators as you can? Or what would you advise a retailer to do as it relates to, you know, to that decision?
Well, the reason, let's look at a couple of things first. The reason, another reason that Google and Yahoo and that do so well is they have millions of incoming links. And a store locator is nothing more than, you know, another link to your website. So from that standpoint, there you have created this huge spider web where all these different sites are linking to them, which is driving additional traffic to them. So this, for on a small scale, you have a small website, you have some content on there, and you really only want the local consumer, but you still can reach out through the manufacturer store locators, the portal, and things like that. The Yahoo directory, the demoz.org directory, and others, and have a link there that can help drive traffic to your store. And, you know, the store locators of the manufacturers don't cost you anything, so it definitely makes sense for them to have links there. It definitely makes sense to have links on, you know, the real credible directory services that are out there. So, yeah, the incoming links, Chamber of Commerce link, the Realtors link to you, things like that all help drive traffic to your website.
How about industry sites? Is it wise? Just for example, a retailer is a Carpet One member. They also may be affiliated with a mill, and they also maybe would be a WFCA member. Would it be wise for them to have links on all of those sites, those industry sites, and maybe some other ones as well?
Absolutely. I mean, why not? Doesn't hurt. It's going to get a targeted audience who's looking at flooring, because why are they on the Carpet One, why are they on WFCA site, et cetera, the manufacturer site? Because they're looking for flooring. And when they finally start to get beyond the explore and dream stage, now they want to touch and feel and see the flooring, they're going to go to the local store, and that's the store locators really help drive them to those stores. So absolutely, if you're not there and your competitor is, he's going to get that consumer coming to their store instead of yours.
You know, I've gone on some of these sites and I've put in zip codes. In fact, I put in a whole lot of zip codes, and sometimes I'll come up with nobody. When I know there's people out there, what do you think is happening? Is that just retailers just don't have an interest in getting involved? Or what do you suppose the reason for that is?
Oh, you could have put in the zip code wrong.
That's always a possibility.
Sorry, I had to say that, Dave. What are you doing?
Supposing I didn't, though.
The idea is that, you know, depending on how far you're going to put the zip code out, you know, in other words, depending on the software you're using and everything, is a range 50 miles out or 100 miles out, you should come up with somebody. You know. So if you're in a 10-mile reach and you're doing a rural area, they may not have anybody in their database.
Well, I did metro areas as well, and what I drew from that was somehow or another retailers weren't interested or didn't take the time to do whatever it takes. And some of these have pretty sophisticated catalogs and other things where they even do the pricing. You know, they have their local pricing is available if they want it. But I just got the idea that retailers didn't take the initiative to take advantage of that. I don't know that that's true, but that was my reaction.
Well, it's one of two. It's either on the retailer end or it's on the supplier end, okay? It can be on both. In other words, retailer knows he's on, he wants to get on, and he keeps sending emails or calling or talking to his rep or whatever, and it's still not getting done. So you know, it's not always the retailer fault, because I've also noticed times where the retailer is saying, gee whiz, I've been contacting this company and they still won't, you know, they still haven't gotten me listed, okay, and they don't know who really to contact and things. So it's not always the retailers, but it also it is apathy from retailers who, you know, don't even realize they're not listed there and they should be.
We talked, I think it was a year ago, I can't remember exactly when it was, when there were some new sites that were launched. One was, I guess Shaw had revamped their site, as did Carpet One. Both of those sites have prices. Retailers can have their price ranges, I guess, on the site. Is that a good idea, and do you think now a year later it's even a better idea?
Well, you know, I've always said price, having some type of price on there is a good idea because it's part of the buying equation. You look, you start getting excited, you see floors you really like, and then all of a sudden, what do you want? I want to know what the price is. Can I afford it? And the internet gives you the ability to sit in your own living room, your dining room, or bedroom, wherever, in your office, and explore your options. And when you start looking at these floors and you're looking at a manufacturer's website and you see these different floors that you really like, it's just natural to say, I wonder what the price is. And whether you like it or not, you may say, I'm not going to put prices on there. Well, the consumer is in control on the internet. They can take that floor, that brand or whatever, go to Google or go to Yahoo or AOL or MSN and do a search and find, you know, e-commerce retailers out there that will show you a price. So, I mean, you know, in most cases, it's a price-driven thing, the internet, and it's very easy for them to shop and to quickly, you know, look for floors or look for cameras or whatever, iPods, and compare prices and find prices. So it's part of the equation is, you know, I got to know, can I afford this? What's it going to cost? And so by having that, I think you create that, at least a suggested price, you're giving some idea, and keeping them possibly from going and doing that search on the internet to compare prices. I mean, will having price as well as the color and the style and specs there on the manufacturer's website, will that then increase the amount of consumers who go to your store locator, find a store, and then go that route versus going back to Google and, you know, going off the site and going to Google or Yahoo and doing a search and going to the e-commerce site?
Well, it's a valuable part of shopping, as you mentioned. I mean, you can't really know if you could buy something if you don't know what the price is.
Well, I mean, imagine e-commerce sites out there, regardless of what, a book, CD, iPod, or whatever, if they show you the product and there's no price. I mean, you're going to click and say, okay, I'm going to give you my credit card?
Yeah, just charge me whatever you want.
And charge me whatever you want.
Yeah, I like that. I'd certainly buy a lot of things that way.
Yeah. You'd be yelling Yahoo.
John, just to wind up, I know you're a student of the internet. You know all the latest bells and whistles and new things that are happening. Where do you see the internet going? As you mentioned when we first started talking, there's more and more things every day, video, flash, you mentioned YouTube and all these blogs, including the political blogs that seem to be changing the political landscape, have changed in a dramatic way. Where are we going on the internet? What do you think we're going to be seeing on down the road, you know, 3, 4, 5 years?
No clue. It is just a wild, like I said, wild, wild west. We have social networking out there, you know, all these people, young kids, you know, using it, talking about their daily experiences, talking about products they bought, creating their own videos, and, you know, putting them up there. I mean, there's videos on everything. Video sites are coming up all over the place. Being an avid fly fisherman, you can go to hook.tv. and watch fly fishing videos and everything. I mean, they're just, you know, and all this stuff is adding more and more enriched content to the web. And where all this is going, I have no clue. All I know is it isn't going to stop. It's going to continue to become more and more of a exciting media that's capturing more and more of all of our time.
But even if we're talking 5 years from now, it'll probably be as astounding then as it is to us right now.
Well, there are things that are, you know, there's so much happening out there that we don't even have time to talk about. I mean, Microsoft with their Surfaces, I think I showed you that a while ago, where you have a tabletop that's electronic tabletop that you can drop a camera on, and it'll immediately pull the pictures out. You can resize them, flip them around, so you're all sitting there having a cocktail, looking at all this stuff on your tabletop. Your tabletop is actually a virtual, you know, PC, so to speak. There are billboards out there that are now internet-driven, so you can take your billboard that's by the highway, and you would type in a username and password, log in, and drop your JPEG, your image that you want on the billboard. There it is, instantly out there on the highway, and you did it all over the internet. I mean, you got things happening in the mobile world. It's just amazing what's going on out there.
It is amazing. And, John, I appreciate you coming on and educating us all as to how amazing it really is. It's great to have you on here.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave.
Well, let's do it again.
A year from now.
You got it, John. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dave.
We've been talking with John Simonson. He heads the development firm WebStream Dynamics, and this is Floor Radio.